With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you a discussion by Supreme Master Ching Hai, titled Organic Farming Restores the Healthy Balance of the Planet, a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures concerning the importance of planting organic vegetables and fruits, the detrimental impacts of the meat diet on human health, the environment, and ultimately the health of our planet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Hi, Master.
Hi.
I would like to ask to help the planet out. Will we eventually all have to be an organic farmer, like planting and growing vegetables in our backyard? Is this the most sustainable method?
Yes, it is. It is the most sustainable method. And I think everybody should try to do that, even in your own backyard or in your balcony, whenever you can. Yes? Mm. And the one who has garden, of course, do it in the garden. Yes. And the one who has a garden but don't want to cultivate can lend it to somebody else and share the food, yeah? Because we have to learn to be self-sufficient from now on already. You never know what is going to happen to the planet truly, because the people's heart is difficult to predict. If they change to a compassionate lifestyle, then the planet will survive for sure, and we will have better than what we have now in time. But if they don't change, then I cannot tell you what happened. Even if the planet survives, it's also a good idea to grow your own food. It's more wholesome, yeah? It has your energy, yes, and it will be very good for you. And you can control what you eat and what kind of food that you have, you know, wholesome or not, you see, organic or not. And also it's very economy, and it's nice to watch your... your food growing by your own labor. It will be like living according to the Bible, you know? Earn your food by the sweat of your brow, yeah? It will be very nice. And at least for some of us, that will be very helpful. You know, it's a very good idea. And you will know what kind of cultivation you have. You can control, you know? It will be less violent, even less bad karma, you know? Less killing worms and things like that.
Although we are practicing the vegan diet already, Master also mentioned in several cooking shows, Gift of Love, about karmaless eating. Can Master give us a few examples?
That's my preferred food, okay? For example, you can eat anything that is from the trees without harming the trees, yeah? For example, all the fruits you can eat, yeah? Fruit doesn't mean only sweet like orange, apple, but fruit also mean like cucumber, okay? Lady fingers, zucchini, squash, those things, also fruit, yes. that go from the tree, and you can take it without harming the tree, without even taking the leaves from the tree. And food that is organic, of course, nah?
Mm.
Organic fruits, yeah? It would be the best. And if you want to eat any plants or any herbs, you know, in this trend, you know, you wait until they fall off the trees or wither, and then you can take them and use them. Then there's no bad karma and no harm to the trees. And you can have nuts, you see, all kind of nuts from the trees, yes. And there also all the things that you can eat, of course.
Hi, Master.
Hi.
Can you tell us more details about, like, what kind of food does Master eat and why?
Yes, I told you already, I eat the fruit-like food, nut stuff and fruit, cucumber and those things, which I don't have to cut the plant, which I don't have to break the leaves from the plant, because they also getting afraid when we do that. But if we take the fruit from them, they offer it free. They know the fruits are there for us. If you cut the plant before you cut, they already get very afraid and nervous, and I don't like to cause them this feeling, yes? And if I eat it, then other people have to cut for me, yes? So for the sake of everybody, I used to cook all kind of vegetable, yes? And now I think it's a time that people should know my preferred food if they want to do the same. It's up to them. But a vegetarian is already very good, okay? The least harmful and the least karma, the least contributing to the global problem. And that's what I eat, okay? Even rice or wheat, the plants already wither and yellow and brown before they harvest. So the plant practically die already before we get the rice or the wheat. So it's okay. Fruit means also corn, you see?
What about root vegetables, like potatoes?
You can eat them. I don't eat them at the moment because I don't plant it myself. So I don't know what kind of thing they're doing to the root. But if you plant yourself, for example, then you plant them on the elevated earth bed. You know, in Vietnam, I saw them do that. You see, for example, okay, if you want to plant some sweet potatoes, yeah? And you make the airy bed like that, high above the ground. So the soil is very airy, and you plant them on the high elevated bed, round after round like that. And there will be no worms to hurt. The reason I don't want root, because sometimes they dig it and they hurt the worms. And the worms are the diligent workers to till the soil, to make the soil arable, to make the soil cultivable. And then just because of that, the sacrifice, you know, for us, and we accidentally kill them, it just hurt my heart. So I prefer to avoid it, often, before even. But now I don't eat at all, okay? It's time that I stop. I have to show people what is the preferable, yeah? What is the alternative? But if you cultivate it yourself, if I cultivate myself, yeah? On the elevated ground like that, there will be no worms in it, because the worm only go where the soil is a clog, you know? And they dig it to make the soil more airy. So if the soil is airy, the worms know, they don't go there. So first, you don't hurt the worm if you dig the potato. Second, you could even just pull it up. You don't even need to dig anything. Third, you can wait until the plant, like the sweet potato plants, already wither and die. There will be no more leaves, no more green leaves, nothing. It's only the, you know, small stems left and the root underneath. Then the plants already die. Then you can take the root. Then you don't hurt the plant, you don't hurt the worm, nothing. In that case, you can eat the root. You see? Also the same with other root. Yes? Okay?
Thank you,
okay.
Master.
If you don't want to kill just the worms, then we have many techniques, organic ahimsa farming. You know, like you can plant them in the water. Yes? Then you don't hurt the worms. Or you can plant them on elevated soil bed like that, and you don't hurt the worm. But I also don't even cut the plant to eat, unless it's already withered and the spirit of the plant already left. Then it's okay in that case, because you were asking me what kind of root. So there are many organic farming methods that at least you don't hurt the worms, okay?
Thank you, Master.
Thanks for asking. Also, many of the roots is like that. If you can wait until the green leaves or wither and die, then you can take the root. Like carrot, you will not hurt the worm because you just take it from the root. It's easy just to pull it up, you know? You don't need to dig or anything, so accidentally you won't kill the worm, for example. But if you really want not to harm the plant and not to make them afraid, then you wait until they wither, yeah? And you still have the root under there, and then you just pull the root up, yeah? No harm to the plant and no harm to the root. In that case, you can eat those, okay? The root will not feel much, will not feel anything. When the plant dies, the root also don't feel anything. For example, if you like some herbs, and if the leaves already by wind or by some natural cause, and it broke, you know, and fall on the ground or half broken already, then you can take them and eat. Okay? In that case, there's no himsa involved at all. Yes. The thing is, I don't want to cause any nervousness or anxiety to any beings, even to a plant. That's why. That's why I don't want to eat vegetable anymore. We have enough, actually, even just fruit. You know, even like tofu from soya. Soya is like fruit of the plant. Can eat them, yes? Beans, all kind of thing. They are the fruit of the plant. Not just fruit like apples and orange, but beans, yeah? All kind of beans are also fruit. The sesame nut, the fruit that grow from above the ground, from the tree. And in Vietnam, they cultivate, for example, peanuts. In the sandy soil, there's no soil and no worm at all ever live there. So the peanuts, they thrive in the sandy area, yes? And this you can wait until the peanuts plant die. With, you know, mostly they go yellow and then brown and they just dry up and then you can pour the peanuts up without hurting anything at all. Even if you dig, there's nothing hurt at all. And you can plant like cassava plants, they don't need much water and no worm nearby. That you can plant anywhere. You don't need even soil to plant that. You can plant in the sand or some kind of very dry soil. There are many vegetable and plant we can plant without water or with very, very little water. It's very suitable right now because we are short of water, huh? And plant your own vegetable, then you have absolute control about how you harvest and what you harvest and what you eat. I pray that our world's leaders will take swift actions to ban the destructive meat production and instead use subsidies for organic vegan farming, which helps absorb emissions. Then we can have an immediate effect on climate change and have more time to develop and perfect our green technology to address CO2. I call upon the media to help as well. And most important, individuals must turn to the planet-saving organic vegan lifestyle because the dangers are mounting and time is urgent. If every one of us would only switch now, we will ensure a future for our children and generations to come. Now you can see we have to prioritize our choices. Either the abundant, beautiful, peaceful planet, or sorrow, suffering, or worse, loss of all lives, and all these crimes of killing. From meat, alcohol, drugs, tobacco, must and will stop. In their place, what will we have? Happy longevity for animals and humans alike, limitless health and wellness, intelligence and creativity, a shared love and joy as never before remembered. In short, we will have a newly, wondrously elevated humanity in all aspects. Together, let's envision this future, our well-deserved, beautiful future. in which all lives are upheld and cherished as one and the same. Let's be happy because it seems that this day is already dawning. May heaven bless us all, and God loves us. So for the sake of all that lives on this planet, let us make a wiser choice. For example, instead of meat, we eat vegan. Instead of polluting the world, we go green. Instead of intoxicants, we will be urged in the blessing of God through prayers, yoga, meditation, etc. And instead of planting drugs, we plant organic vegetables and fruits. I wish you all the best in the embracing love of heaven. So be it. Thank you for doing your part. May you be blessed.
Vegetarianism and religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that in the beginning of creation God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings on some aspects of health and healing. Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra. Also, after the birth of the baby, care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat, because at the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters, and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Kasitigarbha Sutra, Chapter 8. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death, not killing or destroying, or creating evil karma by worshipping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities, because such killing and slaughtering committed, or such worship performed, or such sacrifice offered, would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious. Thus, delay his rebirth to a good state. Karma means retribution. Kasitigarbha Sutra, Chapter 7.
Cow dye. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats. But God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism.
Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been specially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutrakatanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood, meaning flesh.
Sikhism, those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism, do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field, tract of the quiet way.
Tibetan Buddhism, the offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism, those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow, Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
It's been a pleasure to have you with us for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Up next is Animal World, our co-inhabitants here on Supreme Master Television. Please stay tuned. God bless and farewell for now.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.